This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Iowa has led the way in securing E15 year-round for 8 Midwestern states, but the fight isn't over. We must continue pushing to make it permanent nationwide. Expanding E15 access across the country strengthens our rural economy, lowers fuel costs, and reduces carbon emissions. By advocating for federal action, Iowa can ensure that American drivers and farmers alike reap the full benefits of homegrown biofuels year-round. We'll dive deeper into why this is important coming up next.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
So you may ask yourself, why, if Iowa has gotten E15 access year-round like other Midwestern states, why is there this push from the state to keep pushing for the year-round nationwide? Well, Nathan Hohnstein is Policy Director for the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and talks about why that is so important. Iowa's the largest ethanol producer in the country, and we need to have the marketplace open year-round.
Obviously, it's a big next step for our industry, something we've been working on for a decade plus now. But it's just for those 8 states, those 8 Midwest states. And we're working on trying to make sure it's a nationwide solution. Before, when President Trump in his first term did the rule back in, I believe it's May of 2019, Council Bluffs, you started seeing some national retailers looking at, hey, let's start offering E15 in states that didn't used to have E15. And I think that's kind of what we're looking at is it's a new market. It's an opportunity for not just Midwest consumers, but consumers across the country that get a higher octane, lower cost fuel option at the pump. So that's kind of what I think what we're looking at and trying to make sure that every American has the opportunity to lower their price at the pump and have more money to do as they see fit as a family or where it may be. So,
Hohnstein reiterates that this isn't a mandate that everybody has to use the fuel. It's just a request to make market access available for one more choice.
It's a consumer choice. Mm-hmm. It's truly trying to get the consumer the option to pay. You can have, if the consumer wants to still use E0, they have the right. If they want to stay with E10, they have the right. But if they want the opportunity E15, which is approved with the ink card, as you know, 2001 and newer, which is roughly 97, 98% of cars on the road, they should have the opportunity. The retailer should have the opportunity to offer that fuel. It really should be about giving opportunity out there, having a true, closer free market chance for consumer and the business to offer those options.
He adds that an increase in availability means an increase in demand, and that means more demand for corn that we already produce.
There's stations here now in Iowa that sell over 50% of the fuel they sell is E15. So I think once other retailers see the benefit, and our consumers see the benefit of the lower cost of it, usually being about 10, 15 cents difference between E10, and you get that added octane on there, it makes sense all around to at least have the option to pick that if you want. Again, we're not saying make it a mandate. We're not saying, hey, this is the only fuel that should be out there. Consumers should get the option to make that choice if we're truly about having a free market system.
Ensuring year-round E15 access is not just about expanding options. It's about strengthening the rural economy, supporting farmers, and giving consumers more choice. Iowa has led the charge, and we can't afford to take our foot off the gas now. I'm Dustin Huffman.